are the reason your family is alive. And now they're broken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare.
I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. We have returned. We're going to be talking The Originals. Actually, two episodes. It's going to be back-to-back recap shows. And I'm a little bummed. Before I get into the bumness, Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com, she's on the other line. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
I have a bone to pick. So, you know, I mean, of course, once again, you've held us back, and that's why we're behind on our recap shows.
Oh, no.
So I'm watching, you know, I'm rewatching, you know, the two episodes. Two episodes. And then I find out it's a break until next week.
I told you.
Bastards. Yeah, I mean, but I never believe you because, you know, it's like, hey, Mike, you know, it's like, hey, Kristen, are we going to record the show? Yeah. And then we don't. And then
how? Oh, wait, no. Well, you were right the first time because you just corrected yourself.
I don't know what you're talking about. So let's jump into it. We're going to be talking about the episode that aired on the 7th of April. The CW is called Keepers of the House. I got my notes here. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive.
How'd you feel about this episode?
The same as I do about every other episode.
Again, you did not like it. Jeez.
I loved it.
Really? You loved it?
I like all of these episodes.
I mean,
telling you, there has not been one episode of The Originals that I haven't really liked.
I'd have to agree. It's always on point. Always. Always, always on point. I think I even tweeted out, I was like, I need to make another trip to New Orleans. That's my second home.
My mom says she would be scared to go to New Orleans because of all this stuff. She's like, I'm going to be afraid everyone's a vampire or a witch or something.
As long as you're cool, you know, that stuff lurks in the shadows over there. Have you ever been?
No.
Oh, my God, you're missing out. That city is alive and the music and the food. Okay, I got to go now. So I agree. I really enjoyed this episode. I loved the episode after this. I mean, don't get me wrong. This was good. A lot of Freya.
Yeah.
I just don't understand something. Can we just jump into it real quick? And we kind of know what's going to happen, but kind of, sort of. But Jesus Christ. I don't even know who's the wolf chick that's helping out Freya. What's her name?
Keelan.
Okay, is that her name? Okay, I have no idea. I just call her the hot wolf chick. Do you think they're going to drag this whole, look into my eyes, I like you. It's obvious. Freya.
It is obvious.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, I swear to God, if they drag this crap all the way to the season.
Yeah, because you can already tell that something's going to happen. But it's like, if it's going to happen, let it happen. Don't keep this. Yeah. Is it? Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if it was, you know, I don't know. Because I was like, girl on girl action. Whoa, yeah. And then I was like, what? And then I immediately started thinking, just Freya's luck. She's been a snatch face this entire time. Karma. She falls in love. They kiss. And ding, she dies.
Oh, my God.
And then Freya goes batshit crazy.
I actually like the other girl, though.
The wolf chick?
Keelan. Yeah.
I do like her. I think I'm kind of curious to see. I want her to whoop some ass. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't seen her do anything.
Nothing at all. Zilch.
I mean, but at least she's proving some sort of loyalty. I mean, she could have left.
I mean, she could have. That is true. She could have. But I don't know. I just want them to make out. And I wonder if they're... That's all I want. What'd you think about the crows falling out of the sky after Vincent healed Hope?
That was creepy.
That was pretty freaky, right?
Yes.
I was like, oh, damn. I did have here great scenes with Klaus and Hope. I think every time they're together, spot on for me.
Me too.
I enjoyed that. I think my favorite part for the entire episode was probably the end where Klaus, everybody's supposed to be shh, and Klaus grabs a stake and stakes the cult leader and all that crap happens.
Mm-hmm.
Best part, I think, for me. I think one of my favorite parts of this episode is Klaus killing Will the cop.
Ugh. I haven't liked that guy since he first came on the show. I don't know what it is or what it was about him, but I just never liked that character.
He just seemed kind of wimpy, spineless. He kind of reminded me of what's his name from the Vampire Diaries that never caught a break? The blonde kid, the cop.
Matt.
That's who he reminded me of.
See, but I can tolerate Matt on the Vampire Diaries. This guy, though, he's, like, pretentious. Like, he thinks he's, like, the best cop. Yeah. But he's like, not really doing anything.
No, not at
all. Like, he really didn't have a purpose. And then this whole thing, this storyline, I feel like it's forced.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, he wasn't really like that before. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, the evil that Marcel brought to this town. Yeah. And it's like, really? So you're going to go and sacrifice kids?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know about this guy, but I'm glad he's dead. Because as soon as he put his hand around his throat, I was like, do it.
Bye, Will.
Yeah. But do you think Vincent, I mean, could we kind of see, we don't see anything in the next episode that Vincent, do you think Vincent's bothered by it?
I think he is because it's his friend, and I get it, but I mean, Will tried to shoot him.
That is true.
So it's like you kind of have to.
Yeah, but you know Vincent's gonna be like, but it was the blue light. It was the hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he needed to go.
Yes, he did.
Thank God he's gone. let's see what else. And of course, the hollow arrives there, the blue light thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna talk about the next episode, and we kind of see kind of what it is. What do you think it is? Do you have an idea? Have you heard?
I have no idea. I don't know if it's I'm assuming it's some sort of a spirit that's trying to latch on. I don't know.
Do you think it's one powerful? Do you think it's more than one?
You
think it's a male or a female?
Well, considering I guess it has taken over Klaus and Marcel.
You think it's a chick?
Huh?
You think it's a chick?
No.
Really? You did? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
No, but you maybe laughed. It's like, no, it's
maybe it's Klaus's dad.
Oh, that would be awesome. But I doubt it.
I know.
What
he's
if
he's terrible? God.
What if it's an evil version of their mother?
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. I don't know. I don't know what to put my finger on. I mean, we're going to talk about it in the next episode. But I mean, at the end of this episode, the hollow has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
So, but overall, I thought it was, the beginning was a little cool, you know, it was kind of calm, but I guess, and it wasn't like boring. And then, normally how you and Brancy feel about The Walking Dead, like y'all don't like it. And then finally the last 2 minutes, y'all like it. So for me, yeah, it definitely wasn't boring in the beginning. It was the calm before the storm. And I was like, get to the forest. And that whole fight at the end with the cult people was badass. I think that was my favorite part.
I'm just curious how Hope ties into the whole thing, because why is she the one that the thing with the crows happened to? And
maybe because she's a hybrid and she's both and a witch. I have no idea. I just want to see Hope whoop ass. I was a little worried because I thought Hope was going to get like, you know, possessed.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was like, oh, my God, if I don't get to see her whoop some ass, I'm going to be pissed, but
what I like, though, is that they're building their relationship with her and Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the bond that they're building between them, like, she's really going to fight for him to come back. That's what I think. That's what I feel like they're getting at with all those little, like, the conversations that Klaus was having with her when she was sleeping, mm-hmm. saying that she had a warrior's heart and all that stuff. Like, I feel like they're building the bond,
and
so that she can really fight for him
to come back.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it's obvious. We'll talk about it in the next one. But no, I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
Can we also talk about how badass Elijah was in this episode? Because
when is he not badass?
I know, but did you hear what he told Will? He said, that's quite a monster you have lurking in there. Do you want to see mine?
Oh,
I was like, yes.
And then it cuts to commercial. I was like, yeah, ooh, my nipples got hard.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, for Elijah, he's just one of those guys where I just, my nipples get hard. He's just so cool.
Yeah, he always looks so cool and calm. And then he's just like delivering these lines like, don't mess with me.
Yeah. Have you ever met the actor in real life at one of y'all's little functions?
No.
Really?
No.
I figured y'all would already.
Because he was in Orlando, I think it was the last time, but I wasn't able to go. And I was so mad. God,
what a loser. You're not even a real fan.
Whatever. Listen, I met Joseph Morgan.
Okay, whatever. All right. So I think that's it for us, right?
I think so.
So you would give this episode a scale 1 to 10. You'd give it a 10, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, I would probably have to give it a strong 8.
You know? Really?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed the episode. But it just, you know, I mean, it just didn't blow my mind.
Like, I think it said I like the storyline and the character building.
Uh-huh.
It's not boring like Morgan's episode on The Walking Dead.
Whoa! And on that note, we're done. I can't believe you still. I knew I'm decided, deep down inside y'all didn't like that episode. I knew it. So, all right. Kristen, you have a blog called AccordingToKristen.com.
Yes.
So all your stuff is there. But I know you're on Twitter and the Instagram and the Snapchat. I mean, I think you sent me some boob pics. Is that not you? I swear to God, that was you. And you were like, what do you think about my bra? And I was like, Kristen!
Oh, my God.
Is this supposed to be going to somebody else? So tell people. I know that guys are like, hey, let me send me some snaps.
No. All right. That's not going to happen. But I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @thisiskristen_.
Cool. Are you sure you don't want to give out your snapper?
Wait, I'm looking to see what it is because I forget.
Oh my God.
I never give out my Snapchat.
All right. People, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Everything is there, my Snapchat. If you go to the top, you'll see podcasts. You can click on that little tab there and it'll show you all the podcasts that Kristen and I and fellow Brancy and other people, we do stuff together. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, it's Mike the Movie Guy. I Watch Mike on Facebook. You can go search Talking the Originals on iTunes. We're there, and if you search, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, you'll find the originals there, plus other shows as well. Did you find your snapper?
Yes, it's Kristen0409.
Please follow her on Snapper. It's obvious that she has no friends on there. Hence the reason probably why I'm the only one that gets these snaps that are weird all hours of the night. So please.
Listen, that is false. Please. And nobody's going to be getting any boob snaps. Okay.
Somebody take it off my shoulders. All right. Say goodbye. We're going to come back with another episode, though. Say goodbye.
Bye.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare.
I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8/7 Central on the CW.